Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yebazibwe kabaka wabakabaka Yesu Kristo.
The King of Kings Jesus Christ.
Oya tumazizako mwaka 2022.
In the year 2022.
E nobu wanguzo mwenja uro.
Special victory.
Anaye tulimbu wanguzibuka.
We are in only victory.
Feka staka tunatatu teyatu iseko.
As long as God never passed us.
Omuni mugwe.
His work.
Utakufirwa.
We did lose it.
Netusigaranga tulakwazi wamuna ye.
Work us together with him.
Hey.
Yes.
E milone vila tuita ko.
A time never passed us. Times of revival. Maybe I fast dance.
Banang.
Brethren. I wouldn't have danced.
Banang.
These seasons are very good. God has done us goodness.
It's of good music.
Ho ho.
Yes. The season have come. The seasons have reached. And they have indeed come. But you must prepare your offering. Can we see times come of revival? We don't give offering.
Times
will refine the Lord.
Hey,
this is time to glorify the Lord.
Glory deserve the day.
Come up in of ye biro.
To glorify your name.
Oh, good misery,
let your name be great. Your kingdom manifest.
Psalms 78, verse 6 to 8. We are here to glorify your name.
Lord, we are the generation.
Focus of God music.
Let your
You have not yet given. You have to give the house of the Lord. Work has to be moved forward. The month of March,
we
have set up an online television and radio. Yes. The month of March, it will be there. All services will be live. As we shall be on the live television,
let's
start the shadow one. Have you seen? At the time of God has worked,
and
I see in action. Prepare your offering.
Focus on God music.
Kiragiro, niri kuru niri, banafigo burimba bachi gudego kate miwori rwakisa sangu twano kanone wali katono nakwati wera bameke sone naksone mufu nore chi
hey
yesu gudego yesu bizo mrembo mpya tutu no wado mukama ya kutu
Agaziba nabagara matuba uire
era wandikiwe bitukubu wano katone wano katono
binyorera mu Isaya bategera wari muruka uzibura maso agaziba nabagara matuba uire
era
wandikiwe bitukubu wano katone wano katono
soni naksoni mufuno leji
kuna sitani achubude ko
sitani tufu Lucifer
Lucifer
Mamumba mochuongu bado banabe babinyora bagaita business zawe kakatunda gaita baisraeli sitani anyola saburi yesu nalete chamateka
ulira kubikuriwa
kiragiro kukiragiro hiri kuru nyiri wano katono ne wali katono nakwati wera bamegewe
soni naksoni
mbonechi
Sudani,
I
just
Revelation in what? Have you finished offering? Don't wait for prayer. You just give your offering as you dance.
Tithe
offering, first giving a pledge. Everything you feel in your heart to give. Give with an open heart.
You'll
be accepted by God.
And
He accepts your offering.
Yes.
Revelation is in action. We enter in. God has said what?
Agambie.
He has said, devils lose their extreme evil powers of darkness to fight the kingdom of heavens. Even those who preach the kingdom of heavens. But the good thing speaks that going to kill the firstborns of the world of sin, the world of Egypt, of the magicians. So sorry. Of the magicians
who
connive with the world of Sodom and Gomorrah, of the homosexuals,
want to
destroy many in hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Yes.
Say
from there 2023, harvest of the kingdom of heaven, they are going to increase. Yes. If you finish offering,
must
get detail of that.
Come
pray the praise as we enter the year. Yes.
We have thank God
done only goodness to us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Revelation is in what? In action. Just as you get it, it straight moves. Revelation in what? Does not reveal what he's not going to do.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Give out your body as a living sacrifice. The ministration of wisdom. We not conform to this world. But we transform our minds to be renewed. That is the best sacrifice. And it's the main offering. Then you must give the tithe and the offerings. When he gives the thanksgiving offering, he glorifies God. But one who orders well their ways, God will show them his salvation.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So
we first commit ourselves. As it began in Genesis 4, God was pleased with Abel and his offering. He rejected Cain. He
bent
his offering. Because Cain was not rightful in the eyes of God, even his offering was not rightful. But Abel, when God perfected his heart before God, even his offering was pleased. We didn't want to deceive you. And we shall never lie. Always first commit yourself to God as a living sacrifice acceptable. And then you think to give tithes and offerings. And the offerings, the pledges, thanksgiving, helping, and the rest.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We shall not deceive you. And we shall never deceive. No matter how many times we'll give, before you commit yourself to the Lord, not
even
a living sacrifice perfected well, no matter how much you will give,
God
say you've given a sacrifice of thanking him for he created you. But if you never line your ways, the
more
salvation will never see it. You'll never inherit heaven. Yes, that is written.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That is truth. We don't seek your things, but we seek for you. That is the truth. Hey. Yes.
No,
as we're going to see, let's read the Psalms. Psalms 50. Let's read, we see.
Zaburi esule ya makumi atano, nolo nyiriri olwabiri mwesatu.
Psalms chapter 50, verse 23.
Buli ampasa dake yokuwebaza angurumiza. Na yalongo soburunje kubulie, ndi mulago bulokozi bwa Katonda.
Whoever offers praise glorifies me, and to him that orders his conduct aright, will I show the salvation of God? Yes.
Give
a sacrifice of praise. You glorify God. You glorify God. For he created you. But if you order well your conduct, then he will show you his salvation, the way of salvation. That is true. They should not
see
you as the lives which you move in the world. That give and give. You will keep giving gold and silver. You give every treasure unto the Lord. He
says,
thank you for thanking me for creating you. But go align yourself. I show you the way of salvation. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That is truthful. The ministers you give, you think about it. Because Cornelius, no matter how much he gave, God told him, I've seen your giving. Yes. Even your prayer. Even your helping. But you go unto Apostle Paul. He tells you things of salvation. Yes. He was giving. He gave so much. He helped. Yet he had not seen salvation. Giving. It's not the way of salvation. Sure. That is thanking God who created you. But when you order well your conduct,
he
tell you, Cornelius, you've been giving. As you help, the way of salvation, God, Apostle Peter, he tells you things of salvation, how they are. Yes. Those things. I don't know out there how you do it. No, you have businessmen in the church. The mind of gains and money. They don't think of your spirits. Salvation.
It's
just used out there to get from you things you have that of the flesh.
Right now
we are in the real salvation. And we don't first seek for your possessions, but we seek for you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes.
That's
in the Corinthians. Yes. We don't seek for your own things, but we seek for you.
Even
a person does not seek for your life to see that it reach in heaven. Don't waste time, have a relation with them.
Let's
read in the second Corinthians.
Abakolinse chokubiri esule ye 12 n'olunyiriri ole 14.
2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 14.
Laba omulundi ogwo kusatuka kano neteseteso okujja gye muli. So siri bazitowerera kubanga sinonya byammwe wabula mwe. Kubanga tekigwanira abaana okuteekeranga abakadde. Wabula abakadde okuteekeranga abaana.
Behold, the such time I am ready to come to you and will not be burdensome to you. For I seek not yours, but you. For the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children.
Yeah.
Yes.
This
Second Corinthians, chapter 12, verse 14. Ministers, we don't want to be burdensome to you. Yes. For we don't seek your own, but we seek for you. For the parents, the younger, no one prepare for parents, but parents prepare for the younger. You have a spiritual father, never prepared anything for you. Everything expects it from you. I have seen thieves in the church. And those elders, tell people, you give an example of your spirit, the one we call your spiritual father. So we know they are a father begot us in the gospel. But what have you prepared for you? Even heavens have failed to prepare you, enter it.
Knowledge.
The false prophets are
facing
what is preached is a terror. They are the little and they are the little. They will be caught and beaten backwards.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory and praise. God who redeemed us. Father, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Spirit of Truth.
Ask
all the truth. All. He has loved us. Imagine them walk the dry land and the sea. And you see, they seek for you to go to heaven. Yet they seek for your possessions. But praise him, God. 2022, we've waited out. He launched revival and restoration of all things of heavens and earth. They belong the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever. The worldwide call of the nation Uganda. Set off. We have set off. The
yellow of setting
off, we've set off. Now we set off with boats. We are on the journey of the gospel. The everlasting gospel of salvation. The gospel of the kingdom of God. The righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Praise Jesus
much.
But as the journey is begun, the prophecy we got in the first part, and God reads a map for us for things to happen right from there 2023 to enter there 2027 2028 2029 up to 2030, to the coming back of Jesus. Praise Jesus much. But he told us, beginning on the first, on this month of January, in the year 2023, the devils, they lose their extreme evil powers.
kulwanisa obwakabaka bw'omuggulu,
to fight the kingdom of heaven,
nabo ababubulira,
even those who preach it.
Naye tugenda kuba tukola
tutya? But what are we going to do?
Kigenda tutwalira okutwala okumanya ebyama byonna ebyobwakabaka bw'omuggulu.
Going to take us a level to know the entire secrets of the kingdom of heaven.
Bwe tunaabimanya,
when we shall know them,
twogeranga okumanya,
and we keep speaking knowledge,
amanya amangi gagenda kuvanga eri Katonda.
The much power will keep coming from God,
okuwana nabo,
to fight with them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Right from first
January,
mwaka 2023,
the
devils are losing their extreme evil powers of evil to fight the kingdom of heaven and those who preach it. But what are we to do? We must know all secrets of the kingdom of heaven. The more we shall keep speaking that knowledge, the much power will keep coming from God to fight with them. That's to kill the firstborns of Egypt, in Sodom, the world of evil, the world of sin. Praise Jesus much. I want to move and emphasize that issue.
Let's
briefly go back to Matthew chapter 11, in the verse 12. He says like this. Matthew chapter 11, verse 12.
Obwakabaka obw'omuggulu buwaguzibwa, n'aba waguza babunyaga lw'amaanyi.
And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Yes. From the days of the John the Baptist, the kingdom of heavens, it is fought with powers of evil, the extreme powers.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Time
we speak of the days of John, speak of the days of the prophet Elijah, days of the revival and restoration, days of restore the gospel of the kingdom of heavens. Now those seasons, there are extreme evil powers loosed to fight with the kingdom of heaven, as they fight with those preach the kingdom of heavens, to hinder many to enter heaven. Now when you read that Matthew chapter 11 verse 12, that from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. It's fought with extreme evil powers of darkness. Praise Jesus much. I tell you, the days of John the Baptist, they are the days of the prophet Elijah. These are days of revival and restoration of all things. Revival and restoration of all things. That's why when he said in Matthew chapter 11,
Matthew 11, verse 10 to 11.
And his disciples asked him, saying, why then say the scribes that Elijah must first come? Verse 11. And Jesus answered and said unto them, Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. Verse 12.
Bwatyo n'omwana w'omuntu alibonyabonyezebwa bo.
But I say unto you that Elijah is come already, and they knew him not, but have done unto him whatsoever they desired. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them. Verse 13.
Awo abayigirizwa ne bategeera nti yayogera nabo ku Yokana Omubatiza.
And the disciples understood that he spoke unto them of John the Baptist. Yes. I want you to understand this. Matthew 11 verse 12. That from the days of John the Baptist. The days of John the Baptist. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
It fought
with powers of darkness. Extreme powers. And I tell you, the days of John the Baptist,
they
are days of Prophet Elijah, and
they
are days of revival. Praise Jesus much.
When we
read in the Matthew 17, start from verse 10 up to verse 14.
But
the disciples tell him
that
the scribes and the Pharisees say Elijah has to first come.
In
verse 11 he said Elijah will come. He will restore all things.
Gave
another prophecy there. But the Lord they understood in the verse 14. For he told them that he came, and indeed he came, and he told them still he will come.
Hallelujah.
And below they understood that is spoke of John the Baptist. If you read verse 14. Yeah, those days there are of revival and restoration of all things. Passing through restoring the gospel of salvation. The gospel of salvation is the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
Anytime
those days come back, has to appear powers rising, extreme powers of darkness to fight
the
kingdom of heavens. People should not enter there as the rest of those who preach it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why you see in Matthew 24 verse 14, when they say revival in restoration,
it
has to pass through preach gospel of the kingdom of God. Let's read we hear. Matthew 24 verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Yes. The days of Prophet Elijah, known as John the Baptist, days of revival and restoration of all things, they pass through restoring the gospel of salvation, the everlasting gospel, and it's preached in the entire world. And preach the entire world.
Because
many come from corners of the earth to enter kingdom of heaven.
But
Satan, what he does, he says no. Together with his demons and his ambassadors of the sorcerers, of the false religions, of the false beliefs in the world, of the false salvation, they sit in meetings and tell them, I want to give you extreme powers. After fighting the kingdom of heavens, those who preach the kingdom of heavens.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Kubanga,
because this gospel, the everlasting gospel of salvation, called the everlasting gospel of salvation, what is and what will be,
now
what you have in this age,
the
financial gospel of material gains of this world. Yes. Not the gospel of salvation. Yes. You know the gospel of salvation. The gospel of salvation. The everlasting gospel. Let's read of it in Revelations. Even in heavens, they push that gospel. Revelation chapter 14, verse
6.
Revelation chapter 14, verse
6. Ngalina enjiri y'emirembe n'emirembe okubuulira abatuula ku nsi na buli ggwanga n'ekika n'olulimi n'abantu.
And I saw another angel fly in mid heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, unto every nation and tribe and tongue and people. Yes.
You read Matthew
24 verse 14. He said, and this gospel
will
preach to all nations to be a witness, and the end is right near. It will come then. And people say, how can the end just come like that? And it takes from as many people. Now that gospel, it has to be preached. Revelation 14 verse 6.
This
angel having the everlasting gospel of salvation. The everlasting gospel.
It's
be preached to all nations. Have you understood me well?
It
first preached in heavens and come down to nations. Everlasting gospel preached to all nations. The gospel of our salvation. When it rises up, Satan come up and they protrude their eyes. For they set the world in darkness. And they destroyed the gospel of salvation. When they see one rising up, and they protrude their eyes, they made a fight that we headed on to, moved onto it. Yes. We are going to confront it. Yes. Straight. We're going to confront. Child of God, you are blessed today that you hear this word. For your brethren don't know what's moving on. They are going to shoot the fireworks. Yes. Fireworks. And they celebrate the year. The other was not a good year. Yet the coming year.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We are going to praise short of only that, for we have God who is near us. He reveal our secrets. You know, in this kingdom, there is a man who is having light of the Most High.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That gospel of salvation, according to Ephesians chapter
1,
verse 13, that is the everlasting gospel. It's the gospel of salvation. It is not like those things you hear out there. Those religions, you see, they beat them down. And they departed from the gospel of salvation. I wonder what they preach. They got different beliefs, they fill them the world. Yet they can explain the gospel of salvation. They beat them. They agreed with them, they told them, don't speak things of heaven here. Don't just allow them eat and drink. Yes. Let's read Ephesians you hear. Ephesians chapter
1
verse
13.
In whom you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of the promise. Yes. You know, he says, now you, when you believe, when you heard, you believe the gospel of salvation, it's everlasting. When they say, and this gospel will be preached to all nations to be a witness, and the end will come. And they show you an angel even in heaven. It has to be everlasting gospel. And the gospel of our salvation. Save us from sin. First from the sin of Adam through which we died.
And
we lost the heavenly body. Are saved from that sin. And we get born again.
And we are
given a body of heavens again. And we inherit the kingdom of God. Those cease to be, they beat them out of the system. Now to hear their
rejoice.
They have come in revival for things again. They have come in restoration. What is that? Let's arise. The Holy Spirit is arising, he says. He wants us. Let me give you a trick to beat them immediately. They are going to wonder we preach it all days we don't end and finish as they try on us. But they cannot. One will they try as they joking. Others will speak things not rightful and clear. Others will fall mad. Others will get poor. They will take from them every possession they have. For you inquire of heaven, said you don't understand it, you preach it. The war we head unto, that they call the everlasting gospel of salvation. It's gospel of the kingdom of God. Explaining to people the kingdom of God,
the
righteousness needed, entering the kingdom of heavens, to reveal secrets of the entire heavens. And you draw heavens unto many.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If they arise, the devil said no. We have to do all possible. We fight with those people who preach the kingdom of heavens.
That's
why you see people say,
if you
preach righteousness, then you remain poor.
Because
devils never allowed you eat and drink until you give up on it. But what most brought the weakness? The little knowledge. That's why God said, apostle, God set up the full knowledge on the world. And I give you much power. Others hear full knowledge. Brethren, full knowledge. It's the source of the extreme power of God. That's why we preach the kingdom of God in the righteousness, in the kingdom of heaven, and we remain eating and drinking and drive cars. We are free. And they're still coming. And the year we had, they are going to come on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Matthew 6:33. But seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Yes.
That's
what you first do. First, seek for the kingdom of God and preach it to people. The righteousness, preach it to the people. This I add them to you. The trick is there. The kingdom of God, we are going to understand entirely. We seek, understand, reveal it. All the righteousness. And they keep adding on us there 2023. God is given to add on us on all those to move determined to preach the everlasting gospel of salvation, gospel of the kingdom of God, the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven,
as we reduce
entire secrets of heaven. Anytime we do that, more power comes from God and He provides for us and He fight wars for us. These demons, the angel of Abaddon of the chains, they bind them, angel Michael, and they move around. Yes, the war is going to be easy. We have one reads a map for us, the spirit of truth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now where you've been, instead of seeking for the kingdom of God and you preach to others, and the righteousness you preach to others, the kingdom of heavens you preach to others, you are on mountains. Lord, my car, my house, Lord, Satan hooked you on those things. You seek for them years. God said, I want to just add them to you. Yes. They are not to be sought for. People are on the mountains. They are in the valleys. Someone can read the scripture saying, they tell me seek for the kingdom of God and righteousness. They add them. Why seek them? Let me seek for the kingdom. They add them. There is darkness there. Satan hold the world. Made them appear dafted. He got the pastors. He made them blind to lead their fellow blinds.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But as they lose the powers of darkness, the extreme of powers to fight the kingdom of heavens and those who preach the kingdom of heavens, God is faithful. There is a secret. If we dare sit in such well the kingdom of God and we preach it to others, analyze all the righteousness, we preach it to others, analyze the entire heavens, preach it to others, it draws to many, open doors of heaven and they enter. The much power, it cometh from God and not from us. You know God says, when you move, say the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Not to draw near physically, not. To reveal secrets of bits and people understand it, it draws in their minds. And they enter. It doesn't draw physically. Heaven, kingdom, come down. That the kingdom of heaven come down. Not.
There
is to reveal secrets of heaven. That's why it took me the entire heavenly journey. Reveal secrets of heaven. For Uganda, carry the worldwide call.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Here is where the secret is. Matthew chapter 10, verse 7 and 8. He says like this. Matthew chapter 10, verse 7.
Bwe mubanga mutambula, mubulirenga nga mugamba nti obwakabaka obw'omuggulu bunatera okutuuka.
As you go, preach saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Olinyolo munana.
Verse 8.
Muwonyenga abalwadde, musukizenga abafu. Mulongosenga bagenge mugobenga daimoni mwawewa buwa namwe muwenga buwa.
Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give.
Yes.
Yes, the kingdom of heavens, it is at hand. How can the kingdom of heavens draw near? If you cannot reveal secrets of heaven,
and you
tell people there is even the third heaven, there is even above all the heavens, there are new heavens and new earth, there is no way you can draw it near. All those, when you know them, Satan then is to face it.
I tell
you where the secret still
is.
Here is where there is the entire
depth of
prophecy you've heard in the first part.
That
the fight church has been long fighting.
The
fought in darkness, in captivity. You know to fight with someone,
and
they have tied your hands and the legs. They beat you and they even rest under the streets. And you arise, they beat you again. That's why demons chase them from the church from the morning. The lunch hour they have come back.
For
those they fight with, their bounds. When they go on the lunch hour, evening glory they have come back.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He preached the kingdom of heavens at hand, then heal. Now we move from preaching the kingdom of heavens. Now we are preaching healing. To say, we left the gospel and we preached miracles which follow the gospel. Satan said it's okay. Me too, I move in the system of working miracles. My fight is on the kingdom of heavens, not on miracles. And he said, fine, let them give you the food they eat, drink, and they die. The fight of Satan has never fought miracles. No. He fights the kingdom of heaven. And those who preach it. In the days of prophet Elijah, there are many false prophets planted around. Prophets of Baal. And they preach different things. It's the state we are in today. There are a Pharisees. Days of John the Baptist. And the Sadducees, the scribes and the lawyers and the others, the ones who are there, and they print books in the world, yet there is no wisdom in them.
There
are days when you get the book of a minister and there are only three scriptures in the entire book, and them two are not connected. Days of the scribes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Kakati.
Now
yagamba abatume.
He told the apostles,
echama wechiri,
where the secret is,
muweredwa.
You've been
kumanya ebyama byomuguru.
Give faith to know secrets of heaven. The others are not given it. Secret we makes you make it is one. You've been blessed. After you get secrets of heaven, your eyes and your ears hear and they see them. No one will shut out your single blessing. Satan has never fought with miracles. He fights with the kingdom of heaven. And those who preach it. That's why he perverted all religions.
What
religion he never perverted. Tell me a religion which explains heaven. All this is bound there. Then this captivity and bondage. Look at beliefs.
They
say you can live in the paradise of God on the earth. Not they don't preach heaven. Yes. There's the lot of the saints. Jehovah, you can live forever in the paradise of God on the earth. Jehovah, we are going to be on the earth. Those of the Branham that you just rotate a little, you enter heaven. Heaven, you have to draw it very far. You claim you rotate and enter it. And the madness hangs there. Those of salvation. And they're in prayer and pray.
Saba.
Pray.
Siba.
Fast. climb mountains, look for money. God arise for me. He appears in the car. He appears in gold. I tell you, that is God. God is equated to gold and silver. Satan caused the entire world appear daft, passing through children of lies. He turned them to children of darkness. The church. For they were once meant to be lamps of the world.
The world
see the glory of God in the entire heavens. I wonder why they preach. But you, let's converse in a whisper. How many times in the ministry out there, when they explain heaven in a year, let's speak slow, a whisper. They should not hear us. As I was there, heaven, an abomination. What is there? But Satan can bind the world. But you can't be there. That's why in the church, I wonder what you are on. Now Satan, he knows he finished all the others. He comes here to revival.
Restoration.
Elijah is coming. They bring back heavens. Those ones. Last time they killed us. All prophets of Baal, they killed my ministers. John the Baptist, two years, stopped us committing adultery. We beheaded him. Let me tell you, our brethren, we are already consumed.
There's
been a great fight right from there 2005,
when
God took me the heavenly journey in the spiritual transports to explain to me what concerneth the worldwide call. That is the nation of Uganda.
We are
going to call us to lift the banner and blow the trumpet. Calling all nations work with him in the final work on this earth. In that work is the revival, the restoration of all things, of heavens and earth. We pass through restoring and resume praise and to teach the everlasting gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God, his righteousness in the kingdom of heaven,
as
revealed secrets for the entire heavens, that we can draw heavens unto many in their minds, in the knowledge that they can enter. The fight has been much, topic, intense. Anytime I spoke and the fight arises, he preaches things of heaven. He became a cult. He's going to burn you. I ask, how did it happen in the world that when you preach heavens, you are that cult who burnt people in Uganda? Chiwetele. Yes. You're preaching heaven? You are Chiwetele in this world? Cult? Yes. I insisted. We confronted with powers of darkness. Demons reached, they tell me nothing. And we fall towards the spiritual world. Angel Michael, I know them. Abaddon. Those of fire. And they said, we attack that with powers of darkness. As you're walking and you get lost, you don't remember where you are. But those ended many years back. But right 2020, they are attacked. My God. Yes. 2020.
You
ask Pastor Shalom if you see him. You ask Pastor Ronnie of God. My God. And they say we have to cause that man format with all those around him. That the fight which wrapped up the world and it got dafted, and you explain heaven, you are the one who is a cult to the people. And you ask, religions are for what? For God who sits where?
Who
is in heaven or on the earth? And you ask, these beliefs, what are they on to? But I hear them say God. He's on the earth. We say Father in heaven. One who explained heaven would have appeared the rightful person.
And
the true messenger of God. Here in salvation. Heaven. We found even images speak what?
Carrot.
This is a carrot. That is to get dafted. You've gotten mad. They made you sort. God believes salvation and they wrap them all together. Now they hear that those who are rising, they are restoring the gospel of heaven. They explain heaven
right
from the last least created heaven, fourth heaven. Yes, of the rim below, where there is the planets, where there is has the sun and the moon, the path to explain, path from the northern door, explain Jerusalem, city of heaven, the first created heaven and river. They chased us from there. They preach to people that they go there. That is even the second heavens, the four living creatures. Those who reach here, they are all like that. Heaven? The four living creatures? Even the
third,
that is both there in the scriptures. You pass me the second Corinthians, chapter 12. Verse 1 to 4. You say, third heaven? That is your Bible. You ask.
These
religious and messengers of God are of Satan.
Now,
those had been squeezed already, and they made a covenant with them that we no more should preach heaven. Satan, leave us to eat food. We drink. And the covenant they made with death and hell.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the fire is
resumed.
23 reason afraid.
They
to celest get out all power. All the power of darkness. Our victory. Matthew chapter 13. Verse 10 to 11. He says this, the kingdom to know them. If we get knowledge, put in the vessel of clay, much power will come from God and not from us. They attack these ones.
They're
going to be preaching.
And
demons will cast them. But don't pass through.
Michael,
don't you fire? Even wonder
of
much authority they speak with.
I'm 17 years.
2005.
Senior 6. Senior 3.
Yes. I used to speak heavens. 18 years. Here on this world,
they
cannot allow you to spend a year when you still explain heaven. One which when you preach heaven. The next week they say you should not preach it. When they see the second week, the devils, they begin to confuse you. You go and read, you don't understand things. The next day you come with another gospel. 18 years. 17. I speak heaven. Means there is a secret I stand on of knowing secrets. Every time much power comes from God to fight for me, to sustain you as you understand.
Hey,
Levitan insisted on righteousness here, and people even shed tears.
There
is so much on me, I get aligned. Oh, fine.
Oh, good.
The year has come. It has come already. Revival, restoration of our things. You thank the Lord in your words. All creations is the final work on this earth.
God has
launched the year of 2022. The year 2023
has
set off. There is no more waiting.
A
worldwide call. The nation of Uganda, Africa. It has set off. I will lift your banner, blow the trumpets, call all nations. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Open the eyes of our minds. Can you open our ears?
You receive
our hearts unto serving you. Praise Him from within your hearts.
Ask
what you speak to thank Him. The Lord, you've taken me from the other year. The light of your word. Light of knowledge. The much power come from you. Hold me. Hold the church in Uganda. Nation Uganda.
That
you for all nations.
Judgment,
the world come back on track. In the name of Jesus. sit down, that we can proceed on. Thank God for that special work that He has done in our midst.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Secret
is going to be in knowing secrets of the kingdom of heavens. And that blessing we've gotten
it,
much power is going to come from God and not from us. And don't be confronted the powers of darkness. There are going to be acts of the apostles and the prophets, and they have resumed afresh. They are going to be preaching the kingdom of heavens. People get healed without being touched. People get delivered. HIV get healed.
Cancer
get healed. Sicknesses which fail.
As
we preach the gospel kingdom of heavens. Healings.
All
the spirit of Satan is taken away.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want to summarize the rest. We shall get explained of them in the first week. Praise Jesus much. We are going to rest this one day. On the second, on the third, on the fourth we come back. We straight set off.
By cut,
finish detail of the plan of 10 years. I finish it in this day.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
We are going to keep joining on. As we prepare for, we have to sit off. As we already set off, move to launch. But in Matthew chapter 14, verse 10 to 11, he has said like this. Matthew chapter 14, verse 10.
Abayigirizwa ne bajja ne bamugamba nti kiki ekikwogeza nabo mu ngero.
And the disciples came and said unto him, why do you speak unto them in parables? Verse
11.
He answered and said unto them, because it's given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given.
Yeah.
Yes.
When
given to know mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, the more this knowledge is within us, much power is to come from God and not from us. That it will confront the extreme powers of darkness, that which has outlived on this world, pressing all those who seek for God, pressing all those who seek for the kingdom of God, the righteousness, the kingdom of heaven. It had reached God. People seek the kingdom of God, those who seek for righteousness, those who seek for heaven, and the ones who suffer.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
In
people who are liars, who try on God, and the one we call blessed, those of the wizards, of the sorcerers, those of religions, those things not on the line with God, those of the beliefs there, and you find those in the false salvation, and the ones who eat the food of the righteous. You know, Ecclesiastes said, I saw in the place of the righteous, and the wicked was the one there. Satan had exchanged
the children
of God who might seek for the kingdom of God, the righteousness, the kingdom of heaven.
There
are ones who suffer till they also give up on that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But
as you say in the 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7,
that
give you knowledge of secrets of kingdom of heavens, and it gives you the full knowledge, and you keep speaking it, you will be speaking authority, you speak power that which comes from God. For me, I just speak and don't make a prayer. There is a revival which happens. There is people getting delivered. There is people getting
aligned.
Those are attacked by demons in dreams, they no matter. Those them sick, them get sick. Apostles, as they preached, as people got healed, as they revealed secrets. And they are in knowledge, secret to the kingdom of heaven. Much power never came from them. It came from God. Let's read, we say.
2 Corinthians
chapter 4:6.
Kubanga Katonda, ye yalagira nti omusana guli akamuchizikiza. Eyeka mitima jaffe okuleta omusana.
For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
Verse 7.
But we have this treasure in earthly vessels, that the excellence of power may be of God and not of us.
Yes.
In the time he gave us knowledge of secrets of kingdom of heavens. Matthew 13, verse 10 to 11. He said that this knowledge of these secrets, and you reveal them, put treasure in the vessel of clay. As
he
says, 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. That treasure of knowledge, when he puts in the vessel of clay, and
begin
to speak, power come from God. Much power. Reaching the fight. Extreme powers of darkness.
Yet,
God with unlimited power. Revelation 19:6. Yes.
Lord God
Omnipotent. He loses the power. It's not extreme. But I can't say it's extreme. It's beyond extreme. It's omnipotent. It just keep coming. Now you are in the middle. Satan attacks his side and the powers of darkness, and you dodge it, and they beat with the powers of God. Yes.
Hallelujah.
His power is not to come from us. We shall appear as weak vessels.
And
are not to appear inspector general prophets. No. Prophets, when I read,
you
know. Let me read some. I read. I see.
Jeremiah.
Archbishop Jeremiah. Archbishop
Jeremiah.
You see him in the Bible.
His Holiness Ezekiel.
Holiness Ezekiel.
Archbishop Job.
Archbishop Job.
They
have names. I don't
Isaiah.
See Bishop Isaiah.
Isaiah.
I
no
see
more
Isaiah. No more name. They are great giants, generals.
Kabaka Daud.
King David.
Awamo singana bagamba.
At
Daud.
Times they say, and David.
Hey.
Yes.
Inspector General Paul.
Inspector General Paul. No.
Prophet number one.
Prophet one.
Habakkuk.
Habakkuk.
Avera Habakkuk.
He's Habakkuk. Have you seen him?
The Archbishop.
That Archbishop.
Johnny.
John.
Bagamba yo.
They say the letter of John.
And that's what we do. Archbishop
John, book of Acts, Bishop John, chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the word.
No. Uba Inspector General Temise.
Oh, Inspector General Timothy. Those who are in your own things. What surprises me?
Those
they quote to read, they don't have those things.
Doctor.
Hosea. I've not seen Dr. Hosea here. Even Luke, they wrote Luke, yet he was a physician. Yes. Profession, physician. That he only thinks you get saved. The year of revival. Restoration of all things. Get off. But to be as in presence. But there is much power. It comes from God. Some people, when they pray, they pray evil prayers to us. We are cooking food to eat. We don't. You know that we feast. We eat. And the much power keep come from God. It fight for full knowledge to exist more.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Something you've understood. You wave at me, we see.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Knowing the kingdom of heavens. Reveal it to people. Not to lose power. When you speak knowledge, you speak authority. You speak authority. Power. Yes. The devils do say, you go in the gathering of full knowledge that we possess the head of someone there. That you are a suicide matter in the demons. A suicide bomber.
Just
even to speak enough power to keep moving. I speak mysteries of heavens. When
you
read Proverbs 24, it says what? Proverbs chapter 24, verse 5. A wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increases in strength. Yes. If you have knowledge, power increases. It comes from God. And it wrestles with the powers of darkness. No matter how much they bring, when I was attacked, at times I was born in a taxi or a bus, and you reach, you don't know the point you got off the bus. I shut myself. I begin to think in the everlasting. I see the devils, they know what is there. I used to enter a car. Even demons enter the taxi. They sit aside, they look at you like that. Until you've sorted the fight of resisting. But I close
secrets of the kingdom
of heavens, I speak within me. As I opened my eyes, the normal
inn.
At times I was walking. I see myself in the forest or in the middle of the sea.
They
just bewitch you with magic. Now they reach the point. They know they held it. And they no more waste time with them. For the fight of the devils,
it
never fights miracles. In the church, no. Not. They fight with the kingdom of heavens.
You reveal
secrets of the kingdom of heaven, see trouble. That's why those who try, let's seek for the kingdom of God. Even on the mountain, you spend on the mountain, you sleep there. You come back, you last so much. What are you seeking for? Kingdom of God, righteousness,
Guru,
heaven.
Mama,
my God.
Baba Kubanga.
They used to beat them. And they came out speaking like mad people.
Rama,
speak to themselves.
Saka.
Rekese. Speak to themselves. They were praying like that. Mad ones. Like that.
Yeah.
matter. Church claimed to preach righteousness and they did know it. You can be pitiful and wretched.
They
try to keep righteousness and they beat them. Even the business of tomato, they crush it. Even snacks, from nuts you sell, they crush the business. You plant all the tomatoes, they all dry to the point of ripening. You didn't know the fight was on words. But they used to tell us before, when you get set to wage the war with Satan, they did explain the war. Yet, not this usual salvation, salvation which takes one to heaven. The gifts you tried on righteousness. And they say, leave that. We are here fighting righteousness. You do what? And they will attack you.
When we began
Matthew chapter 11, the verse 12, he said, from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven, it suffers violence. It is fought with extreme powers of evil. It's what he told you. Matthew 11 verse 12, if you are looking the word violence in the dictionary, they mean
extreme force.
Extreme, not only violence, but there is much powers of darkness, kingdom of heavens.
And
this man of religions, beliefs and the false salvation, they reached the point and they said, things of this heaven, it will bring problems to us. They were poor all the time. Satan will crush everything they begin, until he told them, I tell you, let's make a covenant. Go walk the dry land under the sea, turn one person. But after, make them a child of hell two times. Stand at the door to heaven, but you two don't enter there. I will allow you eat of food. You drive cars in the world. And that's what they did. And they made a covenant with Lucifer. And they swore in their bedrooms, never preached the kingdom of God, righteousness, even heaven. Satan told them, those coming to enter, you torment all of them. You know what he did to them? Let's read Matthew, you hear.
Matthew 23 verse 14.
But woe unto you, scribes and the Pharisees, hypocrites! For you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you neither go in yourself, neither allow you them that are entering to go in. That is what they do. Satan told them, don't you dare open up heaven. Heaven's righteousness, heaven, you give up on that. But stand on the door. Yes.
You,
leaders of religions, they believe and they fake salvation. And they will think you call them to enter heaven. You shut up heaven and don't you enter there. You'll not eat if you dare enter. These who come, they come with the thirsty, it's you the sheep. You torment them, make them fast. Make them pray things they don't understand. Make them give the seeds. Use suck everything from them. Take from them whatever they have and they regret God. That too is what they did.
And they make you
give up the 1,000 for your transport. God said, give up your transport. They
leave
the major issue. Mercy, faith, and justice. They mind the offering. They are very harsh. What brought problems? Instead of a seat and they get the full knowledge
of
this piece of the kingdom of heavens and they have the treasure, much power which would have come for them, it comes from God. They crossed sides. You know what they did? Things of knowledge of
secret
kingdom of heaven, they gave up and they didn't allow us to know them. They got the key of knowledge. They cast it away.
We are
in the church. You don't know heaven, you go to how it looks like. You don't know how many they are. You don't know who they reach or to which point. They brought some funny things in the church that in heaven
there
are structures which are slum-like structures. Slum. Yes. Those who are not so righteous, they go there. That they support us not to be righteous.
Bible says,
without righteousness, no one will see God. Why Satan was just from heaven, refusing to commit righteousness? It's you to enter with it. In 2005, 30 to 2000 in the 2000 began to con message of heaven for the thirsty of heavens and risen people. He brought people that they went to heaven. Others went to hell. Satan is in charge of it. A thief cannot be in charge of a prison. And they deceived the world. Another time, God in 2005 tells me, I take you the heavenly journey. But there are many liars who have been sent. Have God restore the everlasting gospel of salvation, the kingdom of God and righteousness, the kingdom of heaven. Preach the real heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All the secrets I've given you, vessel of clay, speak them, I send power unlimited. These men, what they did, they made a deal with Satan and they said, things of gospel, the kingdom of God. At times they gradually take you off without knowing.
Like
evangelist Benihin was repenting.
He
departed from the gospel of salvation.
He
went to the material gain gospel. 20 years back, he's just come woken up and he's not woken up holy. They bewitched him. You have to confront, lady or gentleman, on this time alone, have a special way of standing. I've seen you be troubled eras before. If you had hearkened,
think,
how have I moved this yells as I speak heaven and I'm still there.
And
we still eat and drink. We are alive. If you don't hearken to me by the Spirit of God, you cannot speak the kingdom of heaven. You must get the knowledge God gave me.
Wow.
The pact that you offload,
and
the much power sustains you from the Lord, and not from you.
If you work on the sin demon,
things of God is not a demon that you possess it by yourself.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In Luke chapter 11, 52, they took away the key of knowledge. They cast it in the sea. They see they speak of clans, nations, and languages. And
this,
no more know the secrets of kingdom of heavens. My God.
And
then Satan began to enjoy himself. Let's read we hear.
Luke chapter 11, verse 52. Zibasanze mwe, abayigiriza b'amateeka bannanfuusi. Kubanga mwatwala ekisumuluzo eky'okumanya. Mwe bennyini temwayingira mu bwakabaka bwa mu ggulu. N'abaali bayingira mwabaziyiza.
Woe unto you, lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You entered not in yourselves, and them that were entering in, you hindered. Yes.
In
Matthew 23, verse 14, he said, they stand the door of the kingdom, and they don't enter. You come in, I yearn to go to heaven. They don't allow you. They preach off. What they do? It's knowledge. They don't give you knowledge of secrets of heavens. The heavens are go with which body? How do they live there? They live with why seeking and complications they have. Clothing means cuts in the church. You're not too hungry to be there. They don't enter. They cast the keys away. They cast the key of knowledge that not the known. They didn't know. And they cast it. Now they will give you what?
It
reaches you a pastor. But you need to go in a room, separate yourself, look for what to preach. What does that mean? You are a teacher who never learns. He wants to teach. I don't agree with one say he's a pastor or she, and they need to look for a gospel to preach. I don't agree with the pastor say you come, we seek for God. I want a pastor who shows us the God they saw. We seek God where? When you did see him yourself. How did you become a pastor? I've not beaten much. Indeed, let me ask. How can a teacher become a teacher? They did learn. And they have no knowledge, they can teach what? You can be a pastor and a shepherd of God without knowledge. Jeremiah is saying, I give you shepherds who
bring
with knowledge and understanding. Saying, Hosea, for you objective knowledge, I reject you from being priests. Those that have spoken of them.
Our
pastors, they fake and con us. Look to religious people. They speak, let's go, the work of the local council chairman is what they do. They have to preach separate the kingdom of heaven. They don't know them. They tell us the work of the LC's chairman. The NADS beans have come on the village. Bishop, I encourage you, go dig. That's the work of the local council chairman. Those religions, our brethren in religion, give us but things straight from you. Being straight from you. Look at those in beliefs. Adventists, they first go in the ground. Yes. They wait Jesus come back on a trumpet, they come out of the ground. I don't know whether they have spirits or not.
For
their bodies were going in the dust. Spirit goes to God who gave it. Not these people.
Huh.
The Adventists, they have no spirits? How do they live then?
12:7
The body goes to the dust.
The spirit
goes to God who gave it.
Now,
they go to the dust. They have no spirits. I don't abuse. Brethren, the Adventists, I'm not insulting you. You to ask yourself, do you have the spirit or not? God who gave spirits, where does he live? Our brethren, the Muslims, they wait for Jannah. They
wait
for the ground. They have no spirits, perhaps.
Things
are right on this world. The wisecking of contentions in the world. Let speak knowledge as you hear. Do you have spirits or not? The world needs revival indeed. We have resumed preach the everlasting gospel of salvation. Gospel of the kingdom of God in the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. As resume reveal secrets of heavens. But if it's not that, the fire is still getting intense and it's arisen afresh. But the good thing now it's getting interesting. God has told us the secret of overcoming. Knowing the secret of the kingdom of heavens, preach it to others,
draw
heavens to many, open doors of heavens, enter. Much power comes from
him,
but only from us to fight for us. Here it means the Holy Spirit already moved.
Acts 1:87,
the Spirit will come and will give you power.
They
had to lose the power. What is to hinder us in the midst there? And we didn't know how we are we to handle that. But
as I said,
11:12,
the
kingdom of heaven suffers violence,
means
fought with the much extreme powers of darkness. Other that involves distractions. You put the word violence in your dictionary, there is much distractions. That we read of in Job 24:14, that the murderer rise together with the light, the light enlightening of knowledge. When it comes, the murderer quickly begins to kill Satan, to put a fight.
It's
a moment of much pain. Even those with pains, they don't understand. And it's spiritual wickedness. They suffer. They
still
in the dictionary. The third point.
Worldwide fighting.
Widespread fighting. Yes. They put on the level, it's a worldwide fight. When you come in that world, it's you who is a white hen, you who preach heaven. All the rest are on their
feet.
Now they turned the entire world.
And
things within it, there are those which are normal to them. Yes. Walking naked in the churches. And the rascals are once singing on the pulpit. You close normal. And they say that's a cult.
Worldwide.
They turn it to widespread fight. See, there's a fight.
Enter
goes for the kingdom of God. It's the righteousness, the kingdom of God, to take it back to the world. Fight. As we launched, did you see them? We gave them all the money. We are going to launch things of heaven. Yes. And they say, nah. That one, we don't know him. It's a fight.
First day on the 13th December 2020.
As we launched, we almost failed to launch. And a lot of funny things were happening.
It
was not coming out perfected. Those messing up the machines. I said, we are going to launch no matter how it appears. Whether how many people are here. And the fight was there.
First,
the devil said, they have passed it out. Those men, they have no shame. They said we have no shame. Those people have not come in the season of the effort. We still have launched. Yes.
Next
day we came with power. And the choirs are dancing. And we are dancing and jamming for God. These ones, we failed on them. Some people feared when they reached, they ran away, went back. Some coordinators in some regions, they ran. They called after a week. That when we sat there, we got afraid. We never prepared something and fought like that. We understand what is moving on. We were very strengthened. They make it a fight in the entire world to appear who is not rightful to them. Yes, they don't understand. You preach heaven, you are old man out. That's how it's been all the time. But right now we've overcome them. We've overcome them.
God,
the first day of heaven is open to nations. The yearning, running to seek gospel of heaven. It has moved.
Yet,
there can be 17 years in this fight.
You
saw us launching, it was a fight. And taking the people, it will go in them. The dancers and they walked around from Kampala, spread all over Uganda. We put on YouTube, spread the world. We spread the anointing, revival in every place. How to reach to corners.
We move from Uganda.
Those move from Uganda, take it out of
Uganda.
Most you didn't know what we are up to. Every day the dancers are moving out to revival. That's why it's called Kuyega no Kola revival. Something involving campaigning involves selling it to the people. They are not on it.
When
the bishops will explain to them,
and
they say that your thing is good, but it's the call of the nation. They call it our thing. God is worldwide. Call on Uganda. They
said
that your thing.
So if the injustice,
fight filled with injustice. And the righteous is one who appears wicked to them. It's filled of all men and wrong things. There is even rapings involved.
But all
ministers begin to speak heaven, they rape them while they are infants. They beat them. Now they are among you. Let me tell you, most people, they began yelling salvation and heaven. They raped them and they gave up.
Now,
when you rape a child, you've messed up their future.
Some
priests, they know that one will preach righteousness and heaven, and they preach people to accept it. And they squeeze you while you are infant in ministry. They make you poor. Most of you, what makes you from that gospel? Poverty. And you remain, you're not hot nor cold, whether I preach it or not. Poverty struck you. Other men made a covenant with death and hell that we have to get destroyed. Satan are finished, we go with him in hell. And the ones who eat and drink, they lie day and night, they don't mind.
But
I want to tell you this word at the end this time, that in this time nothing
we're
going to do which please people.
Tuli very unique. Tuli bantu ba banja urumasi katika.
We are very unique in their midst.
These
times we are of the kingdom of heavens. All you do, you have to do the will of God.
Though
you do good things to people, they cannot rejoice over it. When you sink, and they get angered. When you cry, and they say it's good, it happened on you. When you fast, and they say demons are leading them in that. When you don't fast, they say demons are not a Pentecostal, they don't fast. That's why you see, it's the time of following their pace. We have a map read for us that we're going to move by. You shall not hear the noise they make that we base on to do what we do. No.
They'll
come out and say, if they are Pentecostals, let's go fast 40 days with them. In those days which are, we are into today, 2023,
the
powers of darkness have come. We are not to follow the pace of enemy. That's why here, when they make a crusade here around, we go back home rest. When they yarn, when you do half gatherings on Sunday, we come in the evening. Where did they get lost these days? We come back with praise and worship 2 weeks, and they get tired of us. We stop it. Relax.
We
wait them on Christmas. They're going to come for prayers. We didn't come. We went to our meat, eat at home.
It's a
type of aeroplane they look for in the world. This one disappears, another. You can't trace it. This one broaden involves much knowledge. This fight is going beyond them. Let me conclude with the scripture. Those who dance for us, they prepare to minister for us. Operation is going to haunt us, take us back to heaven, where we are in the revival.
Say
in Matthew 11, verse 14. Matthew chapter 11, verse
14.
And if you will receive it, this is Elijah who was to come. Verse 15. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. Verse 16. But to what shall I liken this generation? It is like unto children sitting in markets and calling unto their fellows. Verse
17. And
saying, we have piped unto you, and you have not danced. We have mourned unto you, and you have not lamented. Yes. This generation. When you sing, and you pass through singing revival, revival has come, the days have come. And they say, what are they singing? When you cry, they don't cry.
But binebiro,
these seasons, I want when you go back home, he listen to the Lord. These are seasons. You cannot do good things to the people as they demand you and they rejoice over it. Most you chose the kingdom of God, righteousness, in the kingdom of heaven.
When
God say give you give. When you say give a thousand, you give a thousand.
If you
give 5,000 to buy their hearts, still they will not be bowed. To overcome them and win them, they have to remain, do what God wants. Listen to the next verse. Matthew chapter 11, verse 18.
Kubanga Yokana yajanga talia, songa tanywa.
For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. Yes. Eat no fast. You don't eat, don't drink. They say he has demons with himself. Son of man came eating. And he says, gladness. They cannot appreciate everything that God messed up. Store everlasting gospel of salvation. Gospel of the kingdom of God in the righteousness, in the kingdom of heavens, as revealed secrets of heavens. Nothing we are to do to please people. If we do what please God, God is one to please the people. When the Son of Man came eating and drinking, read as we see. Matthew chapter 11, verse 19.
Omwana w'omuntu yajja ng'alya ng'anywa, ne boogera nti laba omuluvu oyo era omutamivu, mukwano gw'abawooza era ogw'abalina ebibi, era amagezi gaweebwa abatuukirivu olw'ebikolwa byagwo.
The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, behold a gluttonous and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners, but wisdom is justified of her children. Yes. Children of wisdom in the world. When they hear it in the entire world, they will say, that is it. That is the gospel of salvation. Nothing you have to do to please them. No matter what you will do. Let me tell you, see, money we give coordinators, all of them, even the pastors we meet, they are eating money, but we can't please them. Not until God is one who aligned them. So brethren, there are powers of darkness, extreme evil powers of darkness, which have attacked the kingdom of heavens, even those who preach it. In revival and restoration, we have said not to do. But our secret, moving the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, to reveal to others, through heavens to the many. Open doors of heavens to the many. God is to move, send more much power. We are going to be preaching as people get healed. HIV cancer. All sicknesses will fail. Demons will be caught. Our shadows as they heal. Those who touch our clothes and they get healed. What promised in the Acts 3, 19 to 21, he says,
he
Tower all is spoken his prophets. Those were there from the beginning.
So
the sons of these, worry and on about the Lord. Thank you for coming. Thank you for waiting.
And
quest to wait a little and you wait more. Yes, I've slept even here.
Wow.
Because some of you, this spirit of seeking of God has not yet settled in you well. And you want to go back and sleep.
Yeah.
Now you be there till God will set you off back home. You'll be around. Wait, hold in the heart. Don't tremble like that.
In
those days you are trembling with the mountains, but you remain there in the cold. Prayers that spoken Isaiah 26 verse 16 to 20, prayers you never brought salvation away. God has such a midst of knowledge to you want to run. Even you leave the preacher there that you're tired. You're child. Now the preacher still stands. How have you gotten tired, you sitting? Maybe we stand. So our brothers, dancers are preparing themselves. They are going to dance.
They
begin with the song. You cover that book.
We
dance, we sang the Lord. We dance, we sang the Lord. Taught secrets, everything.
Eh?